Hebrew of.
Parsha Shmos, we learned this morning, begins with or contains a description of the Shibud in Mitzrayim, the beginning of the enslavement of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says in Perek Aleph of Shmos, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the first source, Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farech. The Egyptians enslaved the Jewish people b'farech. What exactly is meant by b'farech? So Rashi comments in the second source, Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, b'farech, b'avoda kosha, hard work, ha'mefareches es haguf u'mishabarto, type of work which breaks the body, you know, shatters or really back, we call it in English, back-breaking labor, that's what it means. So the Gemara has a discussion of this word, b'farech, in Maseches Sota, on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Gomer of Yud Aleph, and Beis. Gemara says, source 3, v'yavidim mitzayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farech, Rabbi Elazar amar b'farach, the word b'farech is a sort of a, what do you call it, a contraction of two words, b'farach. Now, b'shmul b'anachmani amar, no, it means b'fricha, the way Rashi explained the Chumash, is back-breaking work. By Moris Chayim, the Gemara goes on to the next pasuk. By Moris Chayim of other kosh bechomer v'venim, etc. Amar Rava, b'tchila bechomer v'venim, u'v'sof u'v'chol avodah basada. They start off doing this type of work, somewhat easier work perhaps, and all types of work. Eis kol avodos on asher avdu b'hem b'farech, the pasuk again, the next pasuk also mentions b'farech. Amar Rishu v'anachman, Rabbi Yonason, shu machlifin meleches anoshim l'noshim, meleches noshim l'anoshim. Men did women's type of work, women did men's type of work, is kind of degrading. It wasn't just that they did the work, it was degrading, it was intended to be mevazer. The Mandama will explain the first thing, b'ferach, certainly understands here, it means b'fricha, the back-breaking work. Rashi explains on the Alpha Beis, the fourth source, b'ferach, b'ferach, what does that mean? Mashkin b'dvarim u'v'sechar ad shirgilim avoda. Mashkum, they attract the mashkum b'dvarim. The Egyptians, you know, we know the Medrash, that's this Gemara, and it's elaborate on the Medrash that they would encourage the Jews to work, the public works and so on. They gave them a little salary until they got them into it. Then once they were stuck in there, they lowered the salary until there was nothing left, and they were slaves. B'fricha, Rashi there, and so the Alpha Beis says, b'fricha b'shivron guf. Okay, in other words, it's just backbreaking type of labor, and it was labor, type of work they weren't familiar with. So the word again, men's work for women, and that's what happened in Mitzrayim. Much later in the Chumash, in Parshas Behar, we find in source number 5, Vayikra Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Mem Gimel, it says, Lo sir debo b'farach l'reisim alkecha, Jew who has an eved. And evidently, you're not allowed, the same word, the farach, right? You're not allowed to treat a slave that way. Lo sir debo b'farach, they're not permitted to ride a person that way, to make a person work that way. And there, in Parshas Behar, Rashi says in source 6, Vayikra again, Parakofei Pasuk Mem Gim, what does that mean? Lo sir debo b'farach, milocha shelo letzorach kedei lanoso. You make him do what we call in English busy work. Idiot work or whatever. It's busy. You don't even need it, but just to keep the guy busy, right? Right, busy work. So Rashi says, "Al tomer lo hachem liyas hakosa zev hoino tzara." You don't tell me go heat up this pot of water or this cup of tea or whatever it is. I don't want to manage it anyway. Ador tachas agefen hachayavo. So in other words, you give him work that you don't really need, but you make him work anyway just to show that you're the boss, so to speak. And Shematoma ain makir b'dover yim tzorchin la, but Bezdin would never be able to convict the owner for doing this because he'll always tie in. But what do you mean? I did want a cup of tea. Then at the end, I changed my mind. How can you ever prove that you were doing it just to be, you know, to lord it over him? Romani loshes shoot so tzorch. So therefore, I'll tie it was for thee. Hare adover is that mosalei b'chach nema v'yareisa. That's why at the end of that pasuk says v'yareisa melokecha. We find that many times in Chumash where the Torah appends the phrase v'yareisa melokecha. Or v'yareisim alakecha ani Hashem. So along those lines, those are cases where Bezdin would never be able to punish you because you always kind of thought I had like giving bad advice. I thought it was good advice. Give a guy a stock tip. I knew it was lousy. The court can never convict because I'll always tell him. I thought it was good, right? But that's what it says. V'yareisim alakecha. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just fascinating. Concentration camps. My mother told me one thing he did is the number one. So what he did is he tell here, take the dirt.
Right, move it here.
Yeah, move it here.
And another group?
Mommy thought they did. Move it back.
Right, right.
Move it back. Move it back. A lot of people move it. Move it hard. That's what he does.
So that's it?
Move it hard. He's a prisoner. Yeah, change here. So
Same idea, right? Okay, well, in all these cases, but same idea. That's exactly what the Torah says, not allowed. And that's how Rashi translates Perach, not in our Parsha, but over there. But we can extrapolate the same thing happened in Mitzrayim. And also there in Parshas Baharan, so 7 Parakofi Pasuk Mavot. Again, it says, Again, a Jew you can't treat that way. Okay? And Rashi there in Pasuk Mavov, in Perak Memhei of Ayikra, there again, 8, source 8, Ish Bachim, Lahavi Nasi Ba'amav, Umelach Meshorsav, Shalor Dos, Lod Dos Bafar. Even a king or a nobleman or someone is not allowed to treat people that way. In fact, the Brisa says in the Sifra, the Torah's Konim there in Parshas Behar, it's Parsh Tavov, Simon Vov, it says, Lo'olam HaTavod, and so on and so forth, so we're interested more, it doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman, that's the first part. Then it says, V'achecha me'isol ishbach v'osir v'farach, bo'ein atarod v'farach, we're talking about an Eved, but roda atab ben chorim v'farach. A free person, you can make him work. What's going on? So it's not on the papers, but I have here the Torah's column with the beer of the Chofetz Chaim, so he explains, ben chorim, first of all, it doesn't mean the Chofetz Chaim writes high beferach lo domi l'masher kosbarach mem gimel, not what we call again idiot work, but rather hard work. Okay, avoda kosher, that you're allowed to do a ben chorim. Why? So Chofetz Chaim explains roda atab ben chorim beferach im hu schiro v'nistakel avoda kosher. If you hired him and it was explained in advance that this was the work, then it's something different. That's an important point. That's what the Medrash is telling us. You're not allowed to mistreat somebody, make him do backbreaking work. That, because we have two definitions of avodas perach, right? There's avodas perach, which Rashi says is busy work. So that you're not allowed to do no matter what. Hard backbreaking labor, says the Medrash. That's why I quoted this Medrash. That if you hired the guy for that, he accepted those terms. He understood that was the job. That's something different. And you're paying him accordingly. That's a different story. So that's not a violation. Because the guy accepted that that's what he's going to do. He has to do that kind of work. So Rambam Paskin in source number 10, in Parak Aleph of Hilchas Avodah Alocha Zayin, Kol Eved Ivri Osel Yisrael Shekhano Lavido Bedvarim Bozim, right? Any Jew who owns an Eved Ivri is not allowed to make him do degrading work, right? And it gives various examples of it, fine. At the end, what's again important for us, right, give you one look, you read the Rambam, it gives examples. The guy is already downtrodden by the fact that he had to be sold, either he had to sell himself, or Bezin had to sell, he's out of money, or he owed money, whatever circumstances lead someone to become an Eved Ivri. Abu Yisrael Shalomimkar, the last line of that Rambam, and again, the last line of that Rambam, Abu Yisrael Shalomimkar, Mutu Ishtam Shokeve, Chare Eno, Simulachazu, Elapir Sono, Umidas Atmo. If the guy was hired, he agreed to do this type of work, then it's Mutur. He can set up whatever terms the employer and the employee agree to.
That would probably
include
the fair rock as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably been moving the dirt back and forth. That's
that's what he agreed to do. Go ahead, right. The boss tells him he was getting, I think so. I don't know, the Medrash, the Chofetz Chaim, that's a good point. The Chofetz Chaim didn't say that, but I would say you're right. If he agreed, why not? The guy's giving it, you're right, and it could be. So the Rabbeinu Yonah also writes, the Ben Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva in Shari Gimel Samech, source 11, quoting that pasuk from Parshas Behar, Vachechem Neisol Ishbach Vosir Afar, Lo Yishtabit Adon Bechavero, and so on. You can't enslave somebody and lord it over somebody, and so on. But again, it's Avol Adam Shein LeKeshura Mutal Tzavos LeChol HaSheyechbatz. But if you have somebody, and it's a different case where it needs to be punished or something disciplined, so then there are circumstances which seems to be allowed. Okay, so that's just the background in terms of our said and the word of Otis Perach. LeHalacha, we find the following statement, a famous Mishnah in Bava Metzia, at the beginning of a Perach, which gets its name from the opening words of that Mishnah, source number 12, Bava Metzia Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, HaSocher Sapolin, that's the beginning of the Perach, right? HaSocher Sapolin. The Omar Lahem Lahashkim Lahariv, and the Socher says afterwards, after he hired him, he tells him, you got to get up very early and stay very late and so on. So what does it depend on? So the Mishnah here is a famous Mokum Shinagu Shoshkum Sholai, Einor Shalachopam. It depends on what the standard in that community is for this type of job. Right here we have 9 to 5 or whatever that's expected. Einor Shalachopam. And Mokum Shinagu Lozon Yozon. It depends, does the boss in that area provide lunch, provide food, lunch break, whatever. Everything goes, that's the language of the Mishnah. Ko Kemina Gamadina. Yeah.
The way you read that,
yeah.
First was a
skier,
and then he told him,
let's see. Right, correct. But let's see where I get it from. Okay. So you're correct in that point. In fact, hold the thought. We'll see. Tosos will address it. But the Yerushalmi commenting on that Mishnah in Bava Metzia, which I have in source 13, Yerushalmi there in Bava Metzia is Parag Zayin Halacha Aleph. It's Tafchav Zayin and Beis in the film Yerushalmi. The Gemara says Amar Hoshia Zos Omeris Haminek Mevatos Halacha Amar Viu Kalamotzeh Halav Araya Halav Havi Raya Chutz Mizu. Right here, usually, if a guy's got a taina, so he has to bring proofs and so on and so forth. And here, you don't have to. This is one of the cases, and this phrase is borrowed in many other circumstances too, but this is one of the makaras for minig mevata halacha. The Premosh explains, Gemara Zosa Meres. Midik sani is your point. Midik sani ain't a yachal chopan mashma, afila omer shehisna imayim almanas lahashkim lahari. Sounds like even if you made a tanai originally, that he's got to get up and so on. Hey, makishal, so ain't a yachal chopan lithos horn, if you shayna minika. Shma mino. Okay? The second there's a case in court. The boss claims, I made this condition before. The worker says nothing doing. So usually, and the worker now wants to get paid, and so on and so forth. So usually, so here we have the minig mevatah, it goes by whatever the conditions of the city are. So what Tosus says, your point, Tosus there in Bava Metzia, Pegimon Al, source 15, Asochas Apolim, says, Pirishri, Bisheshoran Stoma, he was hired in Stam. The Amar Lahem Achar Sheiskiran. That's why I read it that way because I knew that also. The Amar Lahem Achar Sheiskiran. Kvar Lahashkim Lahar Arul Adolim Hisna Meikaro Hakol Lefitno. If you told the guy, my friend, this is not a 9 to 5 job, right? You need to come early and leave. When the guy agreed and they set up that arrangement, then that's allowed. Hakol Lefitno. So that's an important distinction. Okay, then you go by the minhag medina when you hire a guy stam, and it's understood the guy goes 9 to 5, and it's an hour lunch, or whatever the rules are. But if you set up in advance, listen, you should know this job is not 9 to 5, this job is other, you have to work on, and people have a little time, to work overtime, you have to work weekends, whatever, so the person agrees in advance, then it's allowed. Right, it has to be the same thing. Whatever they set, unless you set up, then no, when you do work.
Even if it's not going to come, in other words, right. He says, look, I want you to come at 5 and I want you to leave at 7.
And the guy agreed. And then you get the same price per hour. Okay? Unless they agree, but it'll go, they'll pay 5.5 for that time. That's what Hakola Fitano, that's what Tosu says. The Rambam Paschim Hilchos Schiris, Surah 16, Hilchos Schiris, Perek Tes Halachala, Hasokha Sapon, Lamalahem Lahashmul Arab, Makom Shinagu Shalashku Shalarva, Larva, and Yachal Chofan, Makom Jagalos, and Israel, Sapri Grogu, Sobatwan, Chesma, Poland, Isapri again. Kol Kemenek HaMedina. There's all the famous cases of Kol Kemenek HaMedina. Shoharf as well, and Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shin, Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph, Surah 17, Hasokh, Hasapol, the same thing. It goes by Kol Kemenek HaMedina. There are more on the second line. I go, what if there was no standard minute? What if there's no particular practice in that? Hello, Hoya Minik Beir? Right? But what if there was no standard? It depends who the boss is. It depends what the job is. Oh, Shalom Alehem, Ani Socha Eshem Kedin Torah, or I'm following the laws of the Torah, Chayavim Lotzeis in Beisim Mizvichas HaShemesh, V'latzos Melachat Tetzav Kovim. The Torah put a full day's work, from sunrise to dark, right? Dawn to dusk, or whatever, a whole day's work, that's Din Torah, except Erev Shabbos. Over Erev Shabbos, Makdim Atzal Beis Shuvim Lamalos Chochavis Shomayim, Ulitzos Udag, Kotel Ahadlikas, and I have time to bathe and cook up a small meal and light the Shabbos candles. Okay? Now then he says, what if there's no minig in the city and that most people come from the city? Well, there was a minig, whatever. Minig Amokim Shiyotzim Yisham. Anyway, we don't have to go into all those details, but the idea is, you generally try and follow, you tend to follow the, again it says in Sif Beis also, Hakol Kemenig HaMedina. So the question now comes up, so what if the workers feel that the conditions are not fair, or that they're being mistreated? Now, is there recourse to strike? Or to form a union to see to it that they come from talking halacha now we're talking to see to it that they get the proper wages, minimum wages, or hours, or whatever compensation today would include insurance coverage, whatever else goes on. So there is, I could think of one case. It's not exactly a strike. I put it on the paper. There is a story that Gemara records in Maseches Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, source 18. Was a strike. Was an unusual circumstance. The Mishnah says in Yuma Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Ve'elu Lignai. The following families or people are remembered for a negative thing. What happened? So Beis Garmu, the family of Garmu, Lo rotzu l'lamed ha'maisa lechem aponim. They were experts in baking the lechem aponim. There was a skill to bake lechem aponim, the bread that was on the shulchan in the Mishkan and especially in the Beis Hamikdash. This family knew how to do this because, you know, it had to be a certain shape. And lechem aponim is not bread. I mean, it's called so, but it's not chametz. You know, so it rises a little bit, it has to have a certain shape, and there's a trick how to get it in the oven, take it out of the maisa. So this family were experts in this type of baking, and they wouldn't share the recipe, they wouldn't tell the...
That's right,
part of that. So, and so Beis Avtinas, Lorotzom and Amasek Torahs, the Beis Avtinas, the Avtinas family knew how to do the, knew how to make the incense for the Torahs with the certain recipes, and another person knew how to sing, whatever, these are all people, it's a shame of showing me Iraqi. So the Gemara comments in the second paragraph there, Gemara on that mission says, Tara Bonham, Beis Garbo, Hoyabikim, Maitalech, one of the Lorotz of the Lamed. So the Chachamim felt that this family had him over a barrel. So Shoko Chachamim, the Hevil Umnun, Alexandria, Shomitzvayim. So Chachamim got some other expert bakers from Alexandria in Egypt. Alexandria was a major city. Okay, there were a number, it's called Alexandria, Shomitzvayim, because after Alexander the Great died, a number of cities were named after him. So the famous one is Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim. So there's a major city, huge city, which had, I guess, a lot of craftsmen and experts. So they sent for other guys. Well, Yodim, turns out, Yodim lafos kimosom, Yodim lirdos kimosom. They knew how to bake it, but they couldn't get it out the same way. You know, and there's a whole tumult. Rashi explains, lirdos min atanar. Why shalolam asigim mechutz, ofim mechutz, halolam asigim mechutz, halolam asigim mechutz, halolam asigim. Again, on that daf and Yom Alam Chesh Mal Shehalol Shabbam and Alexandria, Shalol Yodim Lirdos Mehatamer Shalol Tanur Shalay Nishbar. They didn't know how exactly to get it out, so it shouldn't break in the process of getting out. But also Kementeva Prutzu Kementsvina had the shape of a boat, sort of like a rowboat, you know, and so like this, you know, slanted up at the edge. And it's a trick to do it. They bake it differently, whatever the details are. So what ended up happening? So that the people of Beis, look at the second last line of that quoted here in the Gemara, back to the Gemara, Bechazu Beis Gamlon Koman. So the people said, you don't want us, you want to use these guys, goodbye. So they went home, they went on strike, they said, you know, you brought in these other guys to do the baking, go ahead, no, they don't know how to do it, tough luck. Okay, and they quit, they went on strike, that's basically what it is. So, Kafu Lahem Shoran, so the Chacham had to double their wages. And they talked them into redoing, they doubled their wages. B'chol Yom with Shneimah Sarmona, Hayom Esim Arbor. B'yudah Omer B'chol Yom Esim Arbor, Hayom Arbor Mishmona, whatever. They doubled their wages and they came back. So that's the case that I'm deciding. A case of a strike, not exactly, but it was a strike for more way, you know, they were persuaded to come back. So that is an example of the Gemara of some sort of a strike. But what about the fact that, again, do we assume that people have the right to say, you know, we spoke before about the Minhag HaMedina, so who establishes the Minhag HaMedina? Can you have a union or organizations or groups that establish what is acceptable in that neighborhood, in that community? So that, again, leaving out, I just put that story in Yuma in because just somewhat of amusing, but it's this case where people went on strike because they didn't want to bake, they were shooting. You know, and the only way they came back was after they got double wages. So you do see that there was such a strike. But the Gemara says, and this was really most important for us in source number 20, the Gemara in Baba Basra, Dav Ches, Amid Beis, V'rashoyin b'nei ho'ir, l'hasnos alamidos, balasharim, balascharpolim, ul'asiyah al-kitzosah. This is the important Gemara for us, you know, at this point. Rashi explains, the Rishon Bnei Ha'ir, the people of the town, had the right lahasos alamidos, meaning lahadil sa'as ha'ir o lahakim. They could determine. Let's remember, you didn't have the exact type of measurement that we have today that was so exact, down to, you know, a pound, a meter, you know, whatever, a kilo, whatever. So each town could set up what is considered this measurement in this town. What's it? They could establish this and this is the weights and measurements of our town. Balasharim, Shar Kitin, Rayayin, Shalem, Khan, Shonazu, Yosemi, Kakri, Kakdomen. Price, we call that today, it's the price fixing. Right? They could say, what is the maximum that can be charged for this and this product in this town? The Bnei Ha'ir have the right to do that, and the last phrase is Lahasiyah al Kitsosin, which means, in effect, and to punish, to fine those who would violate this agreement. This is done in the town, and you can only charge this in this amount, you can only, this is the weight, this is the, and somebody went against to Lahasiyah al Kitsosin, Rashi explains in 21, again, this is Baba Basa Chesim Abbeis, Liknos Esha Over al Kitsos Divrayim, to fine or penalize anybody, any craftsman or merchant or businessman, whatever in the town, who went against the agreed upon whether it's minimum wage or whatever it is in that particular city that was set up. Alei Rashi brought the word lahasiyam, so Rashi means lahasiyam midas din Torah. In other words, it doesn't say that lahasiyam means it travels, so to speak, carry the halacha from Torah to what they set up. However the word means, but that's the idea. So the Gemara records a little bit later in that sugya, Tesamar Aleph in Baba Basa 22, Hanabay Trey Tabchi, Dadin Yonah Bahad Hadadi. There was two of these butchers, I guess they had a bit of butchers union, you know, in town. Right, so the tabachim, the butchers, said the whole man, the other biyom of the chaver, nikul lemashkei. They agreed that this butcher would shecht on these days of the week, and the other butcher would shecht that, so they could all make a living. So they set up which butchers could shecht on which days. Okay, and anyone who would violate it, they would lose their lemashkei or habehema. They take away the skin, which was for penalty because you could make money on that. So also chad minayu said the gemara avod biyom with the chavre. One guy went ahead and he said, it's like we have also in America certain things where the barbershops are closed on Monday or whatever. There's still these things in Eretz Yisrael in the old days. Anyway, remember on Tuesday afternoons all the farm stalls were closed. That's how I remember. No, Tuesday afternoons they never go. They were open just. I think the mayor Sean. I remember Tuesday afternoons there was no farm stall. And they didn't open until 11:30 to begin with. But by 12 they were closed, and they were closed for the afternoon. They wait till they came back from Minyan. But anyway, I remember Tuesday afternoons you couldn't get swarm. That was the deal. So we have barbershops here closed Monday. Other places. So I don't know. It used to be doctors didn't work Wednesday. No, that was for one time. It's not anymore. Right? It's different today. But anyway, so that's the thing. The butchers didn't work on these days. So. So they took away, they penalized this guy and they took away the skin. So he hustled the comment to Rava. They came before Rava and Chavil Rava Lashvume. Rava made him pay the guy back for his loss. They took the skin away. So Aser Yemar Barshlami Lerava. They said, Kash, what do you mean? Well, Asiyal Kitzosim. Didn't we say in the previous summit that the town can make the rules and they can penalize the guy? So what did they do wrong? So here's a different case. Lo Hadale Rava. Rava didn't answer. Amar Papa Shaper over the Lo Hadale Midi. Rava not didn't answer. He didn't give it back. So Amar Papa Shaper over the Lo Hadale Midi. They set up this arrangement privately, and it wasn't done with the haskama of the leader of the town. Rava was the leader of the city, so they should have had this arrangement formalized. So it was basically a technicality. It was just right. You can set it up, but when you can't, when there's a girl in the town, so he should be involved in making the determination. That's what that the Gemara approves. Now, Lamaisa doesn't come up that often. We don't have that type of setup for sure today. But anyway, that was the case over there. So the Rush makes an important addition to this Gemara, because remember the Gemara started by saying Rishayim B'nei Ha'ir. The word is B'nei Ha'ir. B'nei Ha'ir sounds like it's the agreement of the whole town. The Rush adds something, the very important Rush 24, there in Baba Basa, Parakal, Simon Laman Gimel. So he first tells the whole story with the butchers and so on. But look on the third line, we can skip to the third line, so this summarizes the Gemara. Mikan dechol bale umnus. Very important. The Rush is, expand. Because the Gemara starts by saying, B'nai Ha'ir, it sounds like the whole city. But the Rush is saying, no, the individual, whatever guild or whatever it was in that group, they can decide. They're called the B'nai Ha'ir for this particular Malacha. That's what we left. Forget about Rava and the Gadol Ha'ir. But you see from that story, the butchers set that up themselves. So there was a technicality. They should have gotten the approval first of Rava before they did it. Fine. But leaving that piece of it out, what the Rush says we emerge from that sugya is that it wasn't B'nai Ha'ir, it was just the butchers, the individual. Again, that's the key line. Mikan dechol balei umnus yechol lahasnos b'nei v'heim hanikroim b'nei ha'ir b'nei malacha. And then v'adam chasho, the Rosh says, hainu dafkik yon rova she'arosh u'manik b'ir, and so on. V'afilu kol b'nei ha'ir la'av kol k'nei lahasnos im lo midas adam chasho. Even the whole rest of the city voted on something would not be right to do it without Rava's approval. That's a side point. What's more important for us is that this Rosh is telling us that the individual craftsmen in that line of work or in that trade are allowed to set something up. Okay, and we really see it in the Mefurish in the Tosefta. So it's 25. This is the Tosefta. It's a little different organization, the Tosefta, they have in the Bar Ilan here. So it's, here it's Perek Yidalef. And the regular, here it's Perek Yidalef, Alacha Chav Dal and Chav Hei. The regular Tosefta is printed in the back of the Gemara. Okay, it's Perek Yidalef, Alacha Yibbeis. And they're both in the same. Here's two different ones. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It says, Rashoin, Hatzamorin, the wool, the wool manufacturers. The Hatzavoin, and those who dye the wool, right? Lomar kol mekach shevo leir nehe kulon ashutfin bo. If somebody else comes into town, you gotta join them. We have an arrangement. There's a partnership. And Chafei, Rashoin, Nachtomin, the bakers of the town. Lasos regia benayim. We'll see what regia means. But some also, like sometime they're not gonna work. Like rega, some time off. We'll see what that means shortly. But you see, huh? Well, he regards the rest, right. So that's what I reckon my Grusin will explain on the Rambam. But again, whatever, only, there's a lunch hour, there's a break, whatever. And the precept is saying that's what the Rosh says, that they have, the workers have the right, in fact, to unionize and to say we're going to follow these certain rules. And the key line is, they can penalize, even monetary penalty, as somebody who fails to listen. So there are a few children in the Rashbah, okay? Because let's remember, none of this, what do you mean, how can they penalize a guy? The guy comes, doesn't say in the Torah, I didn't violate any din in the Torah. How can they, they're taking my money away, taking my business, taking me, you know. So, but that's the din. The Rashbah was asked in the Furish in 26, is, Shal Shuz Rashbah Chelek Dalet Simon Kuf Pei Hei. Shalta, Im Rashoim HaTzibur, La'asos Takonos Vaskomos Ugdar Meineim, Veliknos Vilenos Alas Kamosem Shalom Din Torah. I mean, it's not based on anything in the Torah, it's their own arrangement. Im Lo. And then he talks about Aiden and something else. The Tshuva, he says, Dover Boruhu, Shat Tzibur Rashoim Lidor Latakein Takonos La'asos Haskomos Kefishima Yashi Rebeineim. That's the Rashbah saying. The Tzibur, the community, can set up these arrangements, and it has the status of the Torah to the point of being allowed to punish. Now he adds, here's a point, as long as the whole Tzibur agrees. Okay, he says like the Rosh, if all craftsmen of one particular type of work will come to an agreement, could go on hatap. Like we said, basically the Rosh said, like it says in that Tosefta. You see, the Chiddush here is the workers can set this up. You know, the rest of the city, you know, they say, we want to have the store open on Sunday. This is right now with the blue laws, right? I mean, here in Bergen County, right? There's a tumult every election. I don't know how many, is every election year, every other election, whatever it is. You know, to open the stores on. So could, I think probably, most people would probably want the stores open, or you want barbershops open on Monday or whatever. Okay, but it doesn't matter. The rent, so if you took a vote in the city, it would vote it down. But all the barbers are voting in favor of it. I mean, off on Monday. No, so they're allowed to set that up. Even, that's what Rashbah is saying. Even though it's against the whole rest of the city. Then he mentions one of the Talmud Chacham in the city. He tells that story with Rava and so on. So that's again an exceptional type of situation. He quotes our Gemara and blah, blah, blah. So that's the Rashbah. Okay? You look at the last three lines there towards the end. Sof Dover. Kol b'nei chabur achas harem kibnei ha'ir achas b'tnei atzmo l'chval dvorim elu v'chein kol tzibur v'tzibur shayim l'asas atzmon kain v'liknos v'leno shalom in ha'torah. They're allowed to penalize and punish, even though that wouldn't be allowed in according to the Torah. And he writes at the very end, v'chein nagu b'chol kilos ha'kodesh. This is the widespread practice in all Jewish communities. Will only stopik adam v'zeva olam. Nobody, you know, has any suffix about it. It's absolutely mutter. Yeah.
Nothing falls under the precept of
Din and Malchus
over here?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. That's a good question. If you have a specific Din and Malchus the other way, then probably would play a role. It's a good horror. Okay, and so Din and Malchus, I'm not sure. See, it could be when the Jewish community is set up their own.
I hear.
It's a good guy. I'm not sure.
In medieval times, they had guilds.
Guilds, right.
Today, maybe it's a different Din. I mean,
right, so we'll see if this is today's Shoal. You're right.
And is there any issue of Hasagas rule in these?
So that, I think, comes into play also about it. Yes, that they can also say we're not going to allow. So, like that was the case before, that one comes into town, so he has to join us. We'll see. We'll touch on it a little bit. Right, that's part of the issue, yeah. And what, by the way, the point is one, what if a guy refuses? I'm going to open on Mondays. You know, so then all the other guys in there, but out from here, they can prevent them, but they can stop.
The Rashi says not. The Rashi says that all of them have to agree.
Oh, everyone has to agree, right. So that's what we'll see in a second, yeah.
So, according to this, the Mishnah and you and the Tekakinas and this, so what did they do?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why would they remember the Gnai? The Rashbah has another tshuva in 27, Chelek Hei, Simen Kuf Chavav. Again, he schemo akol laso takano aslan ve'achod ben akol echad ben akol micha. And here's where he deals with your question, my prayer. He may achayav ha'od yachid lekabal av osa askama. So, Shuras had the tshuva of the Rashbah is your question. What if one guy refuses? So here he says, Shuras hadin baskama, and then a kol sharov maskinim. ומסתכלים על כמה הם אין משכיחים לדבר היוחד שרוב כל העיר ועיר עצת שרוב כל העיר עצת ידיהם הם כבזן הגודל עצת כל ישראל. So here the Rashbo, there, so I may not have meant it literally, unless he changed his mind, I don't know. But here in this too, the Rashbo says Mufurish, that if one guy tough, it goes by the rove, and they have a din like Bezin. Vim gozru haim, gzeirosim kayemes. The over anoshi anesh. He calls a pasuk, it's on haftor of, I think, Shabbos Agor, but meir, ten meyarim, and so on. Anyway, so in this too, the Rashbo Mufurish says that it goes by the rove. Okay? You don't listen to them and so on. And the third tshuva, there's a collection of tshuvas of Rashba. It's printed in the tshuvas of Rashba. Originally, they thought it was by the Ramban. So they called it tshuvas of Rashba, HaMiyuchosos of Ramban. Nothing about it. It's on Rashba, but originally they thought it was Ramban. Anyway, so there it's in Reish Pei. Same question, right? Tzibur, Shemisakhtin, Takonos, Tzorcha Tzibur, Ubacharomim, Alamisim, or taxes, or all these other types of things. And so again, he says in the tshuva, Da'asha called Tzibur, Tzibur, Yeshon, Rishus, Yechideim. Here he also says that Tzibur is in charge of the Yechidim. She called Tzibur, Rishon, Lidol, Sakim, and Moshe, Bezan, Agol, Yachol, Lidol, Sakim, I'll call Yisrael. And even if you don't like the Bezan, Agol, so it's too bad. You gotta live, and it goes, Arov, Kekulam. And it goes by the rove. Just to show the Rashbo, won't read the whole side, I'll save some time. The Rashbo is not a Das Yachim, is the Rivosh, again among the Rishonim. The Rivosh also has a tshuva about a Simon Shin, Tzadi Tes. Also writes in the Shuvah, it's a long time, we print a part of it again. Yecholin b'nei ha'ir, lasos b'nei takonos, ugedarim, v'askamos, liknos over, that's the key. They can find somebody else and penalize someone in dinei mamonos. Midin Torah, Rashaim b'nei, quotes the Gemara Baba Basra, right? They can fix the wages and so on. He quotes Rashi, everything we said. Okay? And he says, "Velozu bilvad elakol v'cholin and shir b'nei l'sakin litnos over shus b'yodim." Not just in these specific areas. He's just saying, "Don't." The Gemara gave three examples. Gemara said, "Wages." He said, "Don't think it's limited to what those cases the Gemara mentioned. Velozu, those are just even those cases, okay?" And you know, they can make a thing. Can mochay Paris levad or Poland levad? They can see, you know, they can whatever is necessary for the town. They're allowed to set up and ice, you know, identify for this bnei umnis do this. That was the other thing. Anyway, that's the and he says at the end that we don't have any more adam choshu like he deals with the rova case. You know, that doesn't apply anymore today. There's no one like that and so on. So therefore, the takana stands. The Rambam,
so well, yeah. The Anshei Sodom were within the right to make the
gazetas
that they wanted.
For Mamonos, right? Yeah, at least for Mamonos. To go ahead and stretch people or torture people, I'm not sure, but
workers and management.
So it's a little unclear at this point. Okay, it looks more here like management, but I'm not sure, because the truth is, it would seem when you're talking about all the workers have to be in agreement, or at least the robe of the workers have to be in agreement. Okay, well, we'll see if we come to that distinction. Yeah. Right, so that's the question of the workers don't like it. Right, what if the workers aren't happy about the arrangement? So the question now may come, well, what do they accept to begin with? And do you know? So that's where unions come in. So we'll come to that. We'll see what Moshe writes about that shortly. The Rambam Hilchos Mechira Parag Yud Dal of the Yud writes, Rashaim Anshei Umnius, Livsok Beinam, and it sounds like workers too. Shalo Yasa Echad Biyom Shiasa Chavero, Ukeotsu Yachom Shiava Otaye Anshu also Kach Laka. Okay? And he says again the difference if there's a Talmud Chacham there and so on. The Magid Mishnah, there in 31, and again, Hilchos Mechira Parag Yud Dal of the Yud quotes that Tosefto. He says, Regia Chalukas, maybe it says they're allowed to make a regia. If you want to look back, it was in source number 25. The Tosefta and Bav Metzia, the bakers can make regias. He explains, Pirish regia chalukas haragoyim. Divide up the minutes, the hours of the day. I'll work these hours, you work those hours. They set up such a deal. The lean era, when you said, Dr. Schiffman, the second back of mission, the lean era, Perusha Meloshon Margoa. Right, she in the menucha. Loma, hey, I taught not the ploni. You were off on this day, but the ploni. Whatever. When we call makom, I call all of the rachat. The same thing, or whatever. However you translate the word, they can set up this thing, the way they want to. Okay. Again, he does quote the Ramban as saying, but everybody has to agree, which is not exactly what we saw in the Rashba. So that's a further question. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, yeah.
Sure, I suppose
that
everyone has to agree, but then he said that sometimes the
gilda
considers
can, right, and they can override the
yachid.
That would seem to be the things that have to do with themselves,
Hours
or right.
Like for example, we wouldn't accept the fact that they decided to set the price on the Vegas site, set the price on the bed.
Right, without the agreement to the rest of the town, I would say, yeah, because that impacts the others. Yeah.
The
right, very possibly. Okay, so that way, exactly. So hold that thought for one other second. Okay, and because that really turns out to be a machlokas now, as to whether really can you impose it on everybody? What if a few people disagree, and what if someone, you know, feels it's unfair? So that's going to be machlokas, pasim machlokas we've shown him. Just want to read the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Simon Reish Lamed Al Sikhwal Kres 32, Rashayim Bali Umnas, right? Lasso Takonas, Bin Malachman, Go Listo, Padem Shoyas, Echabel Mshiaz, Sechabero, Homi Shiaval Atai, Anshu, Yanishu, Kach, Lakach. And the Ramor writes, "So hard the Bnei Umas Yehovah Sakman and Takanos Hanu Kulam Biyachad, Avo Shnayim Begimu Mehem Lo Mehani." There's a couple of them that doesn't work. It's got to be everybody. And then he talks again about the having the Chacham and so on. So it's interesting. It's on your point. Your Sameach learns from the Rambam that it's got to be unanimous. It's got to be every. And here's where I think where the workers would come into play also. The Arsameach writes on that Rambam in Perek Yudal Halach Yeralam. He says, "Mit kavonos rabbeinu deboy shnei dvarim shezeh uman shata onshu mafsilu al shorav al apsika gamkein yisne imoyim v'yeh beheskem da'as hachocham." Like we thought before in the Rashba, the Arsameach learns that the Rambam holds, no, you can only punish a guy who was in on the deal to begin with, in on the agreement to begin with. Avo zeh lo yuchal hachocham lasu tzika regia lano shom yishayinu masnei emyayin. The guy wasn't part of the original condition. He can't. Kevin shenem da'as zeh'ish. Lachain b'bnei omnes l'chudai avada lo salak adayte demot tzulasos am yishayinu masnei emyayin. Yichain chosu lisok p'neim v'chan chosu daf hachocham en yochal ha'anish l'afsil amish lo kibel atrai. Elin kain histanu ros midas chocham. Okay, in other words, but the Shulchan Aruch, he says, it sounds like it's anybody, and the Chacham could put it on anyone. So he wants to say, perhaps it's a machlokas in the Rishonim. If you look in the Mordechai, he says it is a machlokas Rishonim. Mordechai is in Bava Basra on that parak. It's written as Tof Pei in the Mordechai. It's Pei Dal and Beis in the pages of the Rif in Bava Basra. Rashayim ben Eir Lasiel Kipersh ben Atam Shenas Zakitos Midas Kol Tuvei Ha'ir. The two air coming to Heber with Chol Kamine, who perish Rama Tom, the two air have the Yerim of Asher Huber, who come out Gedol Ador Bechol Makom, the leaders of the town. Just like the Gedol Ador, see here we have the Tove Ha'ir. Okay? But then he quotes a different statement of Rabbi Tom. Rashayim ben Eir Lasiel Kitzol Ha'ir Rashayim Lasiel Koi Perish Hechad the Kvar Hisnu Menayim. Avi Lo Hisnu Metchila Ein Koch ben Eir Lahachliach Echad Bimne Iram. So that's a question. It's really two days and two versions of what Rabbi Tom said, and a tough payala from the bottom of 34 quotes the Abiezer, disagrees and says, no, even if you can force even the Yachid as well. Okay? Now, the truth of the matter is, the Shulchan Aruch elsewhere in the Simon Beis, Sif Aleph, of Choshen Mishpat, says that the Tova here have the word, have the status of the Bez and Agodol. Okay? So that now becomes an important question. What if you have one worker, or one person that doesn't want to follow this rule, you know, and you know, can he? Does he have the right to do it? He feels that it's unfair and so on. So again, most of the Achronim, and we'll come to the contemporary situation shortly. Most of the Achronim, for example, I printed a Yaakov Emden in his Tshuvas Shulz Yavetz Chelak Aleph Siman Ayin Ches. He says, "Rov Rabosein Hagdolim Akadmonim, Kerbgeni Gershom Argola, V'Rashi, V'Rav Yod, Achronim." I'm not sure he means it. Truth Hadeshim, maybe I'm not sure about Haramov, who he calls them Rachonim. Ushar Chachme Ashkenaz, the Harbe Mechachme Sorad, Karam Alshech, Rashdam, the Zulosim Rabu Mispor Kulam Sovrim, Sheyofe Koach Hakol Asiya Kitzosim, the Af Laskiya Momot Shalom in Adin, the Sheim Ruba Maskim Bekach Das Ayochid Betela. And no matter what, it says even if the guy wasn't part of the agreement in the first place, they can make these rules, and that's it. The union can set it up. That's where we're doing things. And another guy wants to come and do it differently. You're not allowed to do it. Okay, that's what he says. So everybody says, and he says that even Rabbi Natan, he wants to suggest maybe it's a special situation. There's a minute that way, but he says, everybody agrees. The tax and all this stuff is set up there, and nobody ever complained about it. He goes, I can't find anywhere. Everybody agrees to this, that it goes by the rove, and that's the end. So he says it, you know, kind of pretty strongly. Okay? Some Sofer agrees. That is in Kuf Tezrayim 37. At first it would appear, I would think, Nearer the love called committed the robe lahafsir echidim. That's not fair. Lahatil masaman shalom masyadua. Can they set up a tariff? That's another thing. Can they, you know, and tax his business because he's not, you know, and so on, doing what everybody else agreed with? It sounds originally not allowed to do that because he wasn't a part of the deal to begin with. And he quotes the sheet of Avi Ezri, that's the Rav Yoah. He thinks it's Sarachias. But later on, he says, "Ubalav hachinira kvar nagi bechol glusezu elu alalu lemezal basa ruba bechol yom kelo." Nevertheless, the minig is, he says later in the tshuva, I will pick all tshuva, is you go by the robe. Here he says something that's, I guess, very practical. Bimnamtim achi eskimu kulam. He's going to wait to get everybody to agree. So forget about it. The whole thing, you never get everyone to agree. Right? He says, "Lo yigmar shum inyan." No business going to get done. You're going to wait for everybody to agree, and everyone's going to put in his way. Now I want to put this right, like it'll be like Congress on a fiscal cliff. You're going to wait for everybody to agree. So everybody, no, they're never going to happen. The hashkosa taklal. It's going to destroy. It's a great wine. Like some sofer, I guess, was practical. He's going to wait for everybody to agree. Nothing will ever get done. That's basically what he's saying. And the high time of the Amr Beit Kam, even Amr Beit Kam, he says, who said the other way, that he wants Kulam, he says, that's Medina. Even Amr Beit Kam would agree that the Minik, that the Rove can, be, you know, can impose their will on the Yachid. Everything we said before, and that's, you know, that's his point as well. And in the Chassidish world, the Divrei Chaim, Chaim Habishtan, the founder of the Sanzer dynasty, from which, let's say, Babav and South, I come and saw the Divrei Chaim and two Tshuvas 38 and 39. Choshe Mishpeche Lekalos Simon Chof Gimel. He writes. He quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, and he quotes again. He has all the shitas. Want to look at a nice summary of all the different shitas, and he says Lamaisa. You look at the last four lines. Hine Aminik Yisrael Kedivrei Haraviyah Barak Ramban Shecholin Lachuf LeYachar Afilu Midirika Ravcha Lahai. And so even if the guy will benefit, now he's going to lose, and so no matter what happens. With the rove, you know, can force the minority. And he says it again in the next tshuva. Again, this is Divrei Chaim Chosh Mishpeche Lekal. Now it's Siman Chav Dalad. He says the rove can make takonas even if the yechidim are mocha. So that is the you know, that is the status of you know, being able to set up rules and regulations and so on. But what if now? What if the workers are dissatisfied? You know, the workers who are in something and they feel it's not. Can they get together? Can they come together and, you know, make certain conditions and demands and go on strike if they have to and so on? So here we have a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein, printed in source number 40. Yigus Moshe Chelak Chosh Mishpah Chelak Aleph Simon Nun Ches. B'inyan Agudas HaPolem Shekorim Union. There you have it. Yud Vav Nun Yud Aleph Nun. Nice Yiddish word, union, right? And he writes his letter to Shmuel Tzvi Shtern. Hine b'dvar etzem agudas ha'polim shekorin unions she'osin b'neim takonos u'kvias ha'schar v'shalo yuchu ha'balim l'salkam v'shetzvichim lazor zeh b'shvisos v'shvisos v'strayku k'dome midvarim shalo t'valos and any rov is a k'shum chashash yisr. There's no yisr whatsoever, says a motion to form a union. Do adarabah yosim is there chazin shor ha'shorim gam la'achnos she'yiknesu afshu negar adin. He quotes our Gemara of Las Navchez. So Moshe draws the equation and says that it's true of the workers as well. You can even cause the other guy financial loss. Take away the skin from the animal, like that case in the Gemara. Okay? Now, we're getting back to that issue. But, you know, the Dwarm Shainim, but some of which is not negative, it's certainly allowed, but he does say he can't go overboard. And the top of the next page, sometimes you have these strikes. And, you know, breaks into fisticuffs, you know, and especially if someone's breaking a strike or walks by. So that you can't do. Lahakos or Yisratu Lavo. Kashem Yasu Shivisa strike the laws, right? They have it. Samet Test Reish Yud Yud Kuf strike the laws. Also, Lord, the Akum, Allah for the Atzmam, the Lakoa, Gamma has gone to Choshim, even if the Lord of Choshim, Allah, that you can't do. But Ushar, you know, they cost the Abo from Shechom Asus, go the Lekar of Choshim, or the Eko as Choshim, establish a Kavish with Toelas Atzmam, Shishtaf for Gamma Akum, ain't Mokum Lesser. So Moshe Feinstein clearly allows union, he allows striking, said you can't break the strike and so on. So Moshe is pretty clear on it.
No, isn't it? The source to allow a union is because the
Right.
So basically, because the monopolies are permitted,
right. So now,
the union
is only right. The opposite, right? Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. That's what Moshe learned. The next tshuva, 41, that's Igros Moshe, Chosh Mishra Chelek Ala Simon Nun Tez, Belachain, here it is. Masha Machlitin Shalola Avod, Ad Sheyosif Lohemu Kedoma, Hitakana Shehol Lachom, Zamir Shalom Iskimo. If they agree to strike, you know, for more wages, and other workers, they say, no, I'm happy, I need to get the paycheck now, and so on, you can force him. Ach, in Yichon Gam Shalich Achem Shalom Nechnesu Ha'Union Shalom Avod Ben Komam, that's the question you have. What do you call them? Scabs or whatever? It's like, you know, whether or not the union can prevent other people who are not members of the union from coming in, that he says, yesh lion. I'm not so sure about it. The Av Shekeven Sharov Huba Union, Hayashayach Shisaku Gama, Kola Poloms, we have to be on the Chavre, the coaching and welcome to Chavre. After you think, the union makes the rule. I don't want someone working on this day, it's certainly not in my store, in my factory. The union does for its own people. To say now that they should have rights over others, that is not so partial. Came the gamli tzad pola union, able to strike the zelos there. The avshe yishmokum lo ma'adu etzem came and shepol yin hema rov, which we said in all those achvalim, you know, with the yakavim, some sofer and the divichayim, and so on. The union is the robe, and the robe we said Yeshem called the second Gamal Amir. Have a call up all of the hackers with Paul and Union, the whole dorm is their shame, the star of them, Moshe Paul and Union, who own it, so the difference of Paul. It's more of a punishment, these guys never joined the union. Okay? So therefore, when they were Misaki, and the union's work is not helping these other guys. In other words, these other guys are not going to benefit from whatever the union achieves from the strike. So that Moshe is bothered by. Okay? But he does say, you asked about a Sargis Gevul. So that's the union can, if these other strike breakers, you know, scams, whatever, it's going to work, so it's going to, then these guys will lose their jobs altogether, and then that's a different possibility. So here he writes, in a little bit of a Tzarchiyim. Okay, one other ketubah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Tell me, Rabash is assuming that the strike was legal.
Yes, correct. I presume so. Yeah, right. When the President Reagan fought with the, what do you call it, the air traffic. Now, there's one other tshuva, legal, that we'll get to that. We'll now finish up now. The Tzitz Eliezer, Don Waldenberg has a tshuva. The Tzitz Eliezer, we quoted many times, Eliezer Waldenberg died a couple of years ago, was the, dying in Yerushalayim, but he was the chief postdoc for Shari Tzedek Hospital. So many of the tshuvas have to do, so this had to do with the physician's strike. Shari Tzedek was a big issue. A nurse's strike and a doctor's strike in Shari Tzedek. Then he has a long tshuva, many of the Maamar comments I got from there, Tchelik Beis, and Tzitz Eliezer Simon Chav Gimel. So at the end, he writes, Hayotzi Midorele Dindo Neil. Here's the bottom line. Aleph. Hayot Shadine Polim Tzuv Minigam Medina, Rashoim Manhiga Ha'ir Shnismana Yadei Bnei Lepakech, Ha'koin Yana Tibur, Lishkar Otakanosim, and so with an Arum Choshim, whatever. Okay, and they can set up whatever knas and onesh and someone who violates it, and they can, the gamlo says kof shalach rosa shvisa, they can set up that you're allowed to strike, okay, against the balabatim, against the employers and so on, to make them and so on. They have that koach. And then he writes, "Dalad ha'polim o'er gumeim yesh b'cholosim mishtatus chaverir lisnasos lahasnos zealzes shaloli kanes b'gvul avodus chaverim." Now you said our service rules. I said we get to it. So he brings it up. The mikresh shall sichsu ben olam mavidem akim tanaim and so on. So he brings that up as well. However, having said all of this, there are at least two areas. You just said before, Jonathan said about the legal strike. So Rav Moshe, this is tough luck for people in my profession. The Rav Moshe does write that same tshuva, source 43. Igros Moshe choshen mishpat kanagal simun tes uvedvar melamdim. What about teachers, rebbeim? In Rashaim Shalom Lamid Batsman. They don't want to teach, then they don't want to go on strike. The Gam Lola Niach Lachem, they want the others to teach. And they, so here he says, well, the problem is that since the teaching is a mitzvah, my whole payment is Kaman Shatashu Lahami Rak Maybe Taylor, right? It's Harbatola, right? So minimum work. I could be pumping gas or flipping hamburgers now, so instead I'm teaching, I can get at least that, right? So that's the whole, Kadesh Yeshu, Batam Alocha. So that the Moshe says, you're not supposed to do it, but he says, the second paragraph, but he says, the Zel Medina, okay, I will open Shaymon Kadei Tzarcha, but if the Rebbeim have nothing to eat, they can't support their families and so on. Shalach and Kosher, if they have little over Tov and Talmud, they can't even count. I remember hearing my uncle, one of my last uncle learned in the Chaim Berlin, So many yeshivas were months and months behind, you know, the paychecks. Well, it was commonplace. So the Rabbi Shurkin, the one who put out the, what do they call it from the Rav? Harry Kedem, yeah. You know, from the Rav. So his father, this is a Michal Shurkin. His father, the Akiva Shurkin, was a prominent Talmud Chacham in Brooklyn. He gave a shiur in Chaim Berlin. So my wife's uncle learned the Chaim Berlin. He told me one time, I remember that the old Rabbi Shurkin, the Chacham came, it was in May. And he came to the yeshiva in the middle of May. It was 85 degrees outside. He had his big coat and a big hat and gloves and a scarf. And he walked into the yeshiva like that. And they, what's going on? He goes, well, I just got my December paycheck. So for me, that was his way of making my call. You know, they had to pay him 6 months, you know.
In turn of that, when I was in turn of that,
yeah.
Every week,
yeah.
They tacked it 1 hour. Every Rebbe stopped working.
Right. So Moshe writes it.
This
happened. Yeah. So where the Moshe does write after Asur, he does says Vizel Midina. The open Shemun Kadei Tzorchem. So like, they can't even teach properly. They have no food and so on and so forth. So then you have to figure out a way somehow, you know, to make it work out. Rav Yosef also has a truth about this. I printed part of it in 44. Yechavadas Chelik Dalit Siman Mem Ches. Ulam calls it Davar Noger. She Davar Noger Leinu Shomam and Duvad. Aval Hashvoshos Talmud Torah. L'shem Halos Char Metzir Shalayom. Here's the Davar Asur Mitzal Alocha. And he goes through a whole thing about the importance of yeshivas and Talmud Torah in schools. He quotes the famous Gemara in the Elsher of Rabbi Chafal of Yeshuv and Gamla, who set up the whole. You know, he found that the kid learned with his father. What about the orphans? So he set up a whole system. You know, for a whole learning system. That's the that he established. That's the joke in the educational world. They say, why did Shul and Gamal start with the orphans? Because he didn't want to deal with the parents either. Wouldn't have to worry about the parents complaining. But anyway, but he goes and he quotes in this thing, in this section, he quotes the Moshe. Okay, the Rav Adya does. In the back page, he says, Chaim Oisu Agon Moshe Feinstein. Anyway, and he says all of the you know, the rebellion shouldn't go on strike, but. A little more practically, perhaps in 45, or Moshe Sternberg in Chulas on Hagas, Chelik Beis in the Puff Samachalot. The problem is, no, I'm now in time, General Kesset. It's not that they're trying to mess them over. It's not like sometimes the boss is taking all the money and they're not treating the workers. The principals, or whatever, they have no money either. It's the issue of having money. That's the problem. Maskima Shechayov, they agree. There's no argument. I know I owe you the money. I just don't have it to give you. That's the issue. Rakshem Kessel Hosted. Okay, now Choba Lovel is in Torah, or Bezin or someplace, and figure out the way that everyone should work it out somehow. Don't do it to a Shrisa. That's what Rabbi Yosef wrote also. He says, because what's going to happen to the kids? Who's going to get messed up? The children. You know, they're not going to learn. No one's going to learn. And he said, we look back on the top of the page, the fifth line there, Rabbi Yosef to it. Gam kishi chazua talmidim osafsa limudu loyuchu osayt libo medaitam. No, the kids are off to do it and come back. They'll be towing the horse. They're sitting, you know, the total amount of Torah loss will be great. But anyway, somehow you have to figure it out. He said, well, he's come to the Shumav and the Shvisa. Don't strike. Just work out some kind of a plan that'll keep everybody happy. The other profession where you know, the strike is a problem, of course, is the medical profession, because that's also doing a mitzvah. Right? You know, I remember Shechter once said, so he thinks it makes sense. If the doctors and the teachers, you get the same salary. They're both doing this. And so whatever works for the doctor, same. Right, that's it. Carbatola, right? So the truth is, with the doctors, I didn't have it on the sheet, but just, I did print the last sources, the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoridaeus and Shin Lam and Vov, Sif Aleph. Obviously, but when someone doesn't treat Hariz Shor Vadaman, not every doctor, you know, is as skilled and so on. So based on this, and then this will finish, the Nishmas Avram, the famous Rabbam Sofer Avram, the great Talmud Chacham, who is a doctor, is a prominent doctor in Eretz Yisrael, and has written this is like I think six volumes on medical, it goes in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. Any sin in the Shulchan Aruch has something to do with Avram, Sofer Avram, Avram Avram. Abraham as Abraham. So something English was
found.
Avram Avram, your name. Okay, good. Very good. Oh, yeah.
He was
say it again?
He was an Einstein.
When you, oh, is that right?
He was doing some
research.
He was doing a fellowship or some extra work.
He was very close to Shlomo Zalman. He quotes him. In the Nishmas Avram on Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Schiras Polim, it's in Reish Lamed Gimel. This is page Reish Zion, at least the edition I have. Okay, here he says, "Legabe Shvisas Refoy or Shvisas Arofim." There's no excuse for, you know, for many people, you know, perhaps have their medical treatment damage and so on. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Tov shebrof megana. Anyway, he says the Hainu she'ain arav muchlafaz lavas elo shekiva schar shudorish. And his kimi tiagam shomazama arba shita. This is what the shomazama agreed to. So here also, I guess that would be the other profession where a person is very careful in terms of strikes, because they were dealing with also nefashos and education, dealing with you know, nefashos from the you know, from the spiritual side. In any event, this is just a general overview, some of the dinim of how we're supposed to treat workers and the right to strike and unionize.